进到见证。
Today our topic is from impossible to testimony.
经文呢是出埃及记的第十四章。
The Bible verses is Exodus 14.
我们在开始进入到讲道之前呢，我们先来讲一个很感人的故事。
Before we come to the sermon, we will tell a very moving story.
这个姊妹呢是一个英国人。
This sister is English.
她取了一个中文名字呢，叫做艾维德。
She has a Chinese name, 艾维德。
她原本呢出身是很寒微的。
She's born poor.
她在英国的时候呢，工作是在别人家里面做女仆。
She worked as a servant in England.
她有神的灵感动呢，她想要去中国去做宣教士。
She was moved by Holy Spirit. She wanted to come to China to do mission work.
她申请这个中国内地会，想要加入这个差会呢，来中国做宣教士。
She applied job in China and want to be a missionary to serve Chinese people.
那个差会的名字叫做 China Inland Mission.
China Inland Mission.
结果她没有通过这个考核，没有被录取。
She didn't pass the test.
这个理由呢是她可能学不会中文。
The reason is she couldn't learn Chinese.
你能够想象她心中的那种挫败感。
So, you can imagine the frustration in her heart.
想要奉献自己去这个遥远的国度做宣教士，结果不被接受。
She wanted to devote herself to a faraway land to be a missionary, but she got rejected.
她没有埋怨神，没有放弃。
She didn't complain God. She didn't give up.
这个听到一个消息呢，是在中国的这个山西省有一个山区的县城里面呢，有其他的西方宣教士，他们缺人手。
She got information in China. There's a province, Shanxi province, and some missionary need help.
但是没有任何差会的支持，他完全是靠他自己。
Without any sponsorship from any organization, she's on her own.
她花光了她所有的积蓄，她买了这个票，先要坐船从英国到欧洲大陆。
She spent all she has and she bought the ticket and took a boat to China.
To 欧洲大陆，先到欧洲大陆。
Took a boat right to.Continent Europe, then come to China.
他本来有选项，他可以坐船的从英国一直到中国来，但是这个船票呢，他负担不起。
There's another option. She can take a boat from England to China directly, but the ticket was so expensive she cannot afford it.
他能够负担的呢，就是先坐船到欧洲大陆，然后坐火车穿过很多的国家。
All she can afford is took a boat to continental Europe and take a train and pass many, many countries.
特别是要穿过苏联，要穿过这个广袤的西伯利亚。
Especially she has to go through Soviet and go through the vast land of Siberia.
后来她真的到了这个阳城县呢，他就跟这个已经在那里服侍的西方的宣教士一起来经营一家客栈。
Eventually, she arrived the county of Yangcheng and worked with the early missionary and to operate a hotel, not a hotel, inn.
这个客栈呢，主要是面向当时这些赶着骡马车的这些商队的。
And this inn is especially to serve the people, doing the shipping, use the horse carriage.
他们除了 给这些客旅提供这个干净的住宿和这个热的饭食之外呢？
Other than serve a clean room to the guests, and they have to serve a warm meal.
这个客栈呢，还有一个吸引人的地方，就是他们会在大家吃饭的时候讲圣经故事。
And there's another attraction point is during the meal time, they tell the story, the Bible stories.
通过这个呢，来传福音。
And through this service, they tell people the good news.
它不光是经营客栈。
She's not only operate the inns.
这个甚至是当地的政府呢，委派他去做这个解放妇女这个绑脚的这样的工作。
And she's not only operate in, also the government send her to help people to release their bounded feet.
谁见过这个过去的中国妇女绑的脚？举手我看一下，有没有人见过？
Anybody
我见过。
see the bounded feet?
这个真的不是一个很人道的，不是一个很尊重妇女的这样的一种行为。
That's not very human way to treat woman.
在中国近代，这个解放妇女双脚的这个工作里面呢，西方的宣教士起到非常关键的作用。
In the modern time, the Western missionary play a very important role to release people to have the freedom of the feet.
他在这个中国的这些年日里面呢，他还收养了好多位的孤儿。
And also during her years in China, she adopted many orphans.
有一次这个又去收养一个弃婴的时候呢，有人提醒他说：“中国的这个弃婴太多了，你不可能把每一个都收养了。”
Once she's ready to adopt an orphan, and people remind her, there's many, many orphans in China. You can't really adopt every one of them.
他说：“但是我可以收养每一个神带进我生命的这样的孤儿。
She answered, I can adopt every orphan God bring into my life.
”他这样的爱中国，他甚至放弃了他英国的国籍，加入了中国的国籍。
She loved China so much, she even gave up her nationality, her British nationality, and become a Chinese citizen.
我们知道，到了这个第二次世界大战期间呢，日本军队进攻山西省。
During the World War II, Japanese army invaded Shanxi province.
那个时候呢，他需要保护这些儿童，他做了一个决定，他不光是带着他自己收养的孤儿，还包括那个县城里面的孤儿院的，大概有100个孤儿要撤到后方，撤到陕西省去。
At that time, she decided to protect the orphan she adopted along with an orphanage operated by the county government, she decided to take them all go to the Shanxi province.
别人说你疯了吗？你这个一路上你不可以走这个公路，因为公路上有日本军队，你们要翻山越岭。这个你带着这些小孩子，最小的4岁，最大的15岁，你们怎么可能这个撤到后方去？
Other people told her, "Are you crazy? So you can't take so many children. You can't even go through the road because the Japanese army was watching. So you have to go through the dangerous mountain and to go to Shanxi province. It's really hard work."
他说：“我祷告过了，我知道神要我这样做，而且我知道，这就是神带我来中国的最重要的事情。
She replied, she said, I pray to God, and God want me to do this. And also, this is the most important job for me to come to China.
”他们就这样互相搀扶，这个翻过了吕梁山脉，要到陕西省去。
So that's, she help all these 100 orphans, they help each other and go through the Lüliang Mountain Range, to from Shanxi province to Shanxi province.
翻山的过程中呢，
嗯，
走了十几天的路，那个鞋子都磨破了，都是拿这个衣服的破布裹着脚，到了这个省界。
After more than 10 days, go through those treacherous mountain, all their shoes worn, so they have to use the cloth to wrap their feet and to arrive Shenjian, right? Is it Shenjian? Is the place?
No, I didn't mention that.
Okay.
省界
okay.
Okay.
省界 is a border of the province.
我为什么说省界呢？是要考大家。山西省和陕西省中间隔着什么作为省界？
So I want to give a quiz to everyone. So where's the border province between Shanxi and Shanxi province?
是黄河。
So Yellow River.
结果他们到了黄河以后，发现所有的渡船全部都被烧掉了，因为害怕这个日本军队的进攻。
By the riverbank, they found all the boat cross the river all burned by Japanese.
他们前面有黄河，后面有日本军队，天上有这个飞机。
In front of them is a Yellow River. The back of them is a Japanese army, and in the sky is airplanes.
在这样绝望的时候呢，有一个。这个小孩子就问他说：“爱姑娘，你教我们说是摩西在红海的时候呢，他祷告，他举杖，红海就分开了。我们现在也应该要祷告。”
So in this desperate situation, a child said, Mrs. Howard, so you told us when Moses tried to cross the Red Sea, so it's raise the stick and the Red Sea were separated. So right now we should pray.
结果呢，他们祷告之后，很神奇的出现了这个中国军队，的一个军官。
After they pray, then magically there's a Chinese army officer appear in front of them.
然后找来了这个军队，找来了交通工具，分批次的把他们这些小孩子呢，这个运送到了陕西省。
He helped to fund a transportation and take them to 陕西lot by lot.
在你的生命里面有没有经历过这样的时候
？In your life, have you ever experienced this kind of situation?
你的处境就是前面是大海，后面有追兵。
Your situation is in front of you is a big sea, and the back of you is people chase after you.
你的左边可能是峭壁，右边可能是悬崖，你没有地方可以跑。
So on your left hand side is a mountain, on your right hand side is a cliff. There's no way to escape.
但是神怎么样在这时候做工作？怎么样帮我们这个过了红海？
But how God help us in this situation, help us to cross the Red Sea.
在这个过程里面，这完全是一个信心的挑战，也是一个信心成长的过程。
And this situation is a challenge for our faith, and also is a process to grow our faith.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Lord.
我们来到你的面前，我们谦卑的来寻求得见你的面，被你的圣灵充满。
We come in front of you to faith you and to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
主啊，在我们人生中，我们遇到各种各样的挑战。
Lord, we will see all kind of challenge in our life.
这些挑战是你彰显你大能的舞台，这些挑战是你教学，让我们认识你的教室。
And this challenge is your stage to display your power, and also is a classroom for us to learn.
主啊，求你开我们的心眼，让我们更多的经历你，更多的来认识你。
Lord, please open up our heart, our eye, and let us experience more and know you more.
我们把今天全部的时间仰望到你的手上，让我们 一起来学习你的话语，一起来知道你要我们啊学到什么。
We give all our time, our focus to you, and let us to learn.
啊，谢谢你，孩子们，祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这个今天的这段经文的背景是什么样的呢？
And today, the background of our Bible verses.
我们知道这些以色列人，他们原来在埃及做奴隶，后来神呢，施加了十灾，终于他们得以离开埃及地。
Before Israeli is leaving Egypt as a servant, and God put the 10 plagues. Plates and make them leave land of Egypt.
我读经文的时候发现啊，特别有意思。经文很明确的说呢，本来他们是有一条近路可以走的。
When I read the Bible, I found one thing very interesting, and is obviously there's a shortcut they can use.
就如果我们看地图的话，今天这个苏伊士运河这个地方，在古代的时候呢，是苏伊士地峡。是很平坦的道路，是可以从那里最快的速度从埃及到迦南地的。
So if we look at the map, the Suez Canal in the ancient time was just a land, very smooth land.
结果呢，神却带他们走旷野和红海的路。
And God make them go through desert and go through Red Sea.
我必须要说，神是故意的。
I have to say, God did this on purpose.
这时候他们离开这个埃及为奴之地呢，只有三天的时间。
At that time, they only left Egypt 3 days.
他们享受自由呢，还不到一周。
And their freedom is not even a month, a week.
结果圣经呢，很精确地告诉我们，法老就后悔了，就带着他的军兵，其中呢。光是当时世界上最先进的武器，这个马拉的战车就有600辆。
In the Bible, so Pharaoh is regret to let them go. So he sent the army and a carriage over 600 carriage to chase after them.
来追赶他们，这是很可怕的事情。
This is a very frightening moment.
前面是红海，后面是追兵。
In front of them is the Red Sea, and back of them is the Egyptian army.
神的百姓呢陷入了一个困局，而且这个困局是神他自己设计的。
And God's people are in a trap, and this trap is designed by God.
我们一起来读这个出埃及记十四章四节。
Let's read the Exodus chapters 14 and verse 4.
我要使法老的心刚硬，他要追赶他们，我便在法老和他全军上得荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, but I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptian will know that I am the Lord.
这个困局呢是神设计的。
And this trap is designed by God.
神要在这个困局里面彰显他的荣耀，然后要让人去认识他，不光是让以色列人认识他，也要让埃及人认识他。
And in this hard situation, God wanted to display His glory and His power, and like His people, and also like the Egyptian and also Israeli people know Him.
我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
There's 3 points.
第一部分呢是。绝境中的恐惧。
The first point is a fear in the impossible place.
第二部分是站住，看见神的救恩。
The second part is a standing firm, see God's salvation.
第三部分是过海，得见证。
Third part is through the sea into testimony.
我们一起来读十四章十节。
Let's read the chapter 14 and verse 10.
法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。
As Pharaoh approached the Israelites, look up, and there was Egyptian and marching after them. They were terrified and cry out to the Lord.
我觉得这是很自然的一个表现。
I feel this is a very natural response.
这些希伯来人呢，数量可能很多，但是他们是奴隶，他们是老少妇孺。
And this Israelis, even they have a lot of people there, but they are servant, they're slave, and also they're old and women.
这个时候呢，来的是当时全世界最强大的帝国的装备最精良的军队。
And here comes with the most powerful and most equipped army in the world.
这些希伯来人呢，已经生活在埃及人的奴役压迫之下，好多代人，他们从小就生活在对埃及人的惧怕里面。
And these Israelis, they already live for many generations under the threat of the Egyptian for many, many generations. So when they are little, they are so afraid of Egyptian.
他们这时候呢是惧怕埃及人，但是我们也看到他们是向耶和华哀求。
And they are so terrified by Egyptian, also they cry out to the Lord.
他们哭喊，他们哀求，这是一个动作，而且我看到他的方向呢是向着耶和华哀求。
And they cry, and they pray, and they face to the Lord.
这个其实是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important things.
我们等一下在后面的经文我们再来讲。
And later we will explain why.
我们一起来读十四章十一节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 11.
他们对摩西说，难道在埃及没有坟地，你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样带我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？
They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us and bringing us out of Egypt?
他们问，难道在埃及没有坟地？这是什么意思？
They ask, there's no grave in Egypt. What's that mean?
这是讽刺，这是挖苦摩西。
This is a bitter thinking of the Moses.
我们人在遇到挑战、遇到危急的时候呢，很容易第一反应是埋怨别人。
When we were in desperate situation, our first response to blame someone else.
摩西是要把他们从这个奴役之下解放出来，他们这时候埋怨摩西。
Moses want to take them from slavery, but now they want to blame Moses for doing that.
我不知道这时候摩西的心情是什么样。
I don't know how Moses think at that time.
我们一起来读十二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 12.
我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Did we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptian. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptian than to die in the desert.
我们有没有在做一件正确的事情的时候遇到困难，然后就觉得我其实一开始就不应该开始做这件事情。
Have you ever experienced when we do a right thing, but when we run to difficulties, then we will think we shouldn't do this in the beginning?
这时候我想摩西他自己的心里，他的信心也受到很大的挑战。
At this time, I think Moses probably his own confidence got challenged.
当这些以色列人埋怨摩西的时候，摩西会不会埋怨神？说我早就跟你说过，我是拙口笨舌的，你非要让我来做这个事情。
When Israelis blame Moses for doing so, maybe Moses at that time possibly he will blame God. So I already told you I'm not good at talking. Why you want me to do this?
我们遇到挑战的时候。其实总是能够找到什么人去埋怨的，这个不难。
When we were in challenge times, we always find someone to blame.
重要的是，难的是怎么样去面对问题，要去解决问题。
The more difficult things, how we face the situation to solve the problem.
我们看见他们面对这样恐惧呢，有三个反应。
We saw there's three responses to fear.
他们向神哀求，其实这个本身是对的。
When they cry out to Lord, and this is the right thing to do.
但是他们呢，立刻呢，去转向了要去抱怨。
Then they turn to complain.
他们责备摩西，他们要找一个，这时候是找一个这个替罪羔羊。现在用中国的网络流行语呢，叫做背锅侠。
So when they blame Moses and they found the what's a goat? What? Yeah. And so they blame someone for doing that. And so in Chinese, there's a 背锅侠。
他们甚至呢是怀念他们曾经那样当做奴隶的这样的屈辱的惨痛的生活。
They even prefer to be slave in that kind of miserable life.
他们宁要呢过那种已知的痛苦，他们不要面对全新的挑战。
They prefer to live a known miserable life rather than face the brand new challenge.
我们一起来读诗篇的四十六篇十节。
Let's read Psalm 46, verse 10.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
我觉得和合本在这个地方翻译作要休息，休息这两个字翻译的非常好。
And the translation is rest, be still.Is really good translation.
因为在这样的危急关头，人们想到的可能最后一个要做的事情才是休息。
In this kind of emergency situation, the last thing people think is to be still.
这个休息呢，不光是身体上的休息。
This still is not only rest in body.
更重要的是你的心。
The most important thing is rest your heart.
在面对这样的前有大海后有追兵的情况下，怎么样才能够休息呢？
So in this situation, you face the sea and there's the army chase after you. How can you be still?
其实圣经告诉我们，就是要知道我是神。
And in Bible told us, you should know I am the Lord.
你要知道。是谁掌管这样一个浩瀚的宇宙
？You should know who's the master of the universe.
你要知道谁有完全的主权
？You should know who has a power over everything.
你要知道远比那六百辆这个战车更强大的是谁
？You should know who is more powerful than the six carriages.
这里说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
And here you say.Here say, you be still, you know I am God.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
Let's do the second part of today's.
站住，看见神的救恩。
Stand firm, see God's salvation.
一起来读十四章十三节。
Let's read the chapter 14, verse 13.
摩西对百姓说不要惧怕只管站住看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见
Moses answered the people Do not be afraid Stand firm and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today The Egyptian you see today you will never see again
在这个以色列人他们恐慌的时候呢经文告诉我们原本在这个队列最前面引导他们走这个旷野道路的云柱火柱也是耶和华神的显现呢突然一下移到他们后面去了。
In Bible, so at the moment is the most afraid moment of Israeli, and so there's the cloud and the fire column in front of them at this moment moved behind them.
去哪里呢？是隔在这个希伯来人和埃及的军队中间。
The clouds and the fire is used to divide it between Egyptian and Israeli.
云柱火柱呢，当时是非常这个特别的时候呢，是象征着神的同在的。神他亲自的拦在希伯来人和这个埃及军队的中间。
The clouds and fire column is represents God's existence. So at this moment is the God just stand in between them.
然后神让摩西告诉百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住。
And God told Moses, tell people, stand firm and don't be afraid.
站住是什么意思？站住是一个非常被动的、非常消极的方式吗？
Stand firm is a passive action.
在中国的互联网的流行用语里面，还有一个词叫做躺平。
In the modern Chinese word, there's another word called lay down.
这个时候，神是让他们躺平吗？躺平跟站住有什么不一样？
And God wants them to lie down. And what's the difference between lie down and stand firm?
躺平的意思是完全的放弃，听天由命，是一种非常消极的表现。
Lie down means give up everything and whatever comes, and it's very passive behavior.
那么在这时候站住，而且是站定，其实是需要信心的。
And at this moment, stand firm, need confidence.
在面对这样大的这个危险和挑战的时候呢，人的第一反应是惊慌失措，可能是四散奔逃。
When you face the challenge and this dangerous situation, the first natural response is just run away.
在这里呢，站定其实是你对耶和华神的信心的很大的一个体现。
And at this moment, stand firm actually represent the faith you have in Jesus, in Lord.
然后这里说，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
And here is you will see the deliverance of the Lord. Deliverance Lord will bring you today.
所以我们带着一个问题看下面的经文，就是神在施行他救恩的时候，人需要做什么？是完全被动呢，还是主动的参与在里面？
So what we see is when Lord doing the deliverance and what people should do is just standing there and passively.
我们一起来读十四节。
Let's read the verse 14.
耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still.
好像到目前为止还是被动的。
Until now is still passive.
我们再往下看。
Let's read, continue.
我们一起来读历代志下二十章十五节。
Let's read the second Chronicle 20:15.
耶和华对你们如此说，不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Do not be afraid or discouraged because this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
这句话说呢，说因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
So is the battle is not yours but God's.
很多时候我们在面对危急的时刻的时候，我们会挣扎，我们会恐慌，是因为我们以为胜败完全在乎我们自己。
Many times when we face the emergency situation, and we are so afraid and we are so desperate because we think it depends on us.
那么在这里说静默是什么样的静默呢？
Would be still.
静默不是等死。
Be still is not waiting to die.
静默不是完全消极的冷漠，或者是放弃，听天由命，甚至是不去向神祷告。
Be still is not doing nothing and waiting for something happen and not pray to God.
而是呢，要停止我们的那个对事情的掌控。
And stop force your own solution.
很多时候我们的安全感是从那种控制的感觉里面来的。
Many times our feeling of safety is from we are in control.
很多时候我们觉得这个世界呢好像是一个自动售货机，我按一个按钮它就应该出相应的这个产品给我。
Many times we think the world is the vending machine and we push the button, there's a correspondent merchandise will drop.
但是很多时候呢这个世界不是我们能够控制的。
But many times this world is not what we can control.
很多时候呢这个世界没有给我们那种我们期待的觉得应该是最合理的那种反馈。
And many times this world doesn't give us the feedback what we expect is reasonable and what we expected.
这个时候我们就会恐慌。
At this time, we feel very anxious.
我们会缺少安全感，我们觉得天哪，这怎么可以是这样？
We don't feel safe and say, what happened?
那么当我们把这个我们的控制感放弃的时候，应该怎么样呢？应该去信任神，让神来控制。
When we give up our own control, and we should turn to God, let God control everything.
圣经上说呢，耶和华是托住万有的神。
And in Bibles, the Lord is doing everything.
但是很多时候我们觉得我们要去托住万有。
And many times we think we are the one have to do everything.
但是我们能够托得住万有吗？
Can we do that?
我们托不住，所以我们就时常的感觉这种失去控制感，是这种缺少安全感，惊慌失措的感觉。
We are not capable of doing that, and many times we don't feel safe, we feel we lost control.
很多时候我们觉得一件事情应该马上的会有改变，甚至我们向神祷告之后呢，神应该马上的会有垂听我们祷告，会有反应给我们。
We expect an immediate response after we pray.
但事实上呢，神有他自己的时刻表。
In fact,God has his own timing.
你要相信神有他最好的时间。
Please believe God has his best timing.
这个静默还有什么意思呢？要让我们从焦虑转向祷告，而且这个祷告是感恩的祷告。
There's another meaning of be still is from the restless, anxious into pray. And this pray is for thankful prayer.
那么这个感恩是什么时候感恩呢？是神已经改变了这个事情，已经完全按照我们想要的这个结果给我们了才去感恩呢？还是这个事情还没有发生的时候我们先去感恩了？这是信心完全不同的体现。
When you should feel thankful, and so when you should feel thankful before God answer your prayer, or is after he deliver everything you pray for?This is the best represent our faith.
如果你还是面对前面有红海，后面有追兵的时候，你就已经向神感恩，说感谢你，你给我们这样的救赎，这样的救恩，这个真的是信心的体现。
If at the moment you have sea in front of you, you have an army chase after you, at that moment you already feel thankful to God, that's really good representation of your strong faith.
我们一起来读十五节。
That's right, verse 15.
耶和华对摩西说，你为何向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走。
Then Lord said to Moses, why you cry out to me? Tell the Israeli to move on.
神为什么说你为何向我哀求呢？这是一个诘问，是一个反问，觉得他们不应该向神哀求吗？
Why are you crying out to me?
我觉得我自己的理解，神不是在诘问他们，在责怪他们。
My understanding, God is not blaming you to ask this question.
这个遇到困难、遇到危机的时候，转向神，向神去哀求，其实是对的，好过你去埋怨别人，好过你去自暴自弃。
At the dangerous situation, so when you turn to God to cry out,is the correct thing to do is much better than blame other people, blame yourself.
神在这里呢问你为何向我哀求呢，其实是去提醒他。
So when God asks, why are you crying out to me? Actually, it's reminding him to do so.
那么在我们遇到危险，我们向神去哀求的时候，其实是一个信心的投射。如果你不相信神存在，如果你不相信神有能力，他掌管万有，那你为什么这个时候会向神去哀求呢？
So actually, when in the dangerous situation, you cry out to God, is the reflection of the faith. If you don't believe God, why you ask for, you pray?
那么这个时候，神提醒他，你为何向我哀求呢？你真的认识我吗？你真的相信我可以解决这一切问题吗？
So when God asks, why you cry out to me? Do you really believe in me? Do you really think I can solve the problem?
前面神让以色列人要站定。
And so early, God asked them to stand firm.
但是这个没有完。
But that's not end of it.
这时候神呢让摩西吩咐他们说要往前走。
And also asked Moses to tell Israelis to move on.
往哪里走？
Where to move on?
前面是大海。
And in front of them is a sea.
那个我小时候在黄河边长大，我知道那个黄河甚至在上游就已经很宽阔了。
So I grew up by the bank of Yellow River. I know in the Yellow River is really wide.
红海那是比这个黄河又宽阔要深不知道多少倍的一个水域。
So Red Sea is a lot bigger, many times bigger than the Yellow River.
这时候神对他们说要往前走。
And God tell them to move on.
这个命令好遵守还是不好遵守？
This command is really hard to follow or not.
在新约的腓立比书四章六到七节，这里说：应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
In the Philippians, chapter 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation be prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Let's go to the third part of today's,
就是过海得见证。
Through the sea into testimony.
我们先来读21节。摩西向海伸杖，耶和华用大东风使海水一夜退去，水便分开，海就成了干地。
Verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all the night,The Lord drove the sea back and it was a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The water were divided.
在这经文里面呢，我注意到几个地方。
Then I noticed a few points in this Bible verses.
一个是神要把红海分开，这个我们读过圣经故事的人都知道这件事情。
And God divided the Red Sea.
但是神呢，却要让摩西去向海伸杖。摩西伸不着伸这个杖，神其实都可以分开的。
And God asked Moses stretch out his hand over the sea.
摩西呢，神要我们要参与在他的工作里面。
And God asked Moses to stretch his hand is to invite him to participate God's work.
那么摩西在听到耶和华神的这样的命令，让他伸杖，要让这个海水分开。摩西又没有信心的挑战呢。
So when Moses heard God Lord ask him to stretch his hand and divide the sea, so at this moment, do you think Moses has the challenge of faith?
这个一个海的水能够分开，这个在摩西那个时候，甚至包括我们今天的人都觉得是不可以想象的事情。
And dividing the sea.At the Moses time, even for now, and it's an impossible thing to do.
摩西会不会想，当我站在高处，在众目睽睽之下，我伸这个杖，海水没有分开，那多尴尬呀！
So at that moment, Moses probably thought, so if I standing in the high place, everybody see me, I stretch over my hand and to divide the sea. But if the sea didn't divide it, so how embarrassed I'm going to be.
但是神要我们用着信心参与在他的工作里面，而且这个信心是要以哪怕是这样一个微小的一个动作，要用动作去体现出来的。
But God wants us to use our faith to participate His work, and even small things, but participation is to fulfill.
而且神要施行的这个神迹呢，不是一瞬间马上就看到效果。
And the miracles, the God perform the miracle is not you see the immediate effect.
神呢也不需要借助什么东风才能把这个海水分开，但是神呢，他有他自己的时间表，他做事情有的时候是马上做到的，有的时候呢是这种逐渐的有一个过程。
God doesn't have to use the east wind to dry the seawater.But God has His own timing. Sometimes you see the result right away. Sometimes it's need a process.
有的时候我们要看完全超自然的神迹的展现，但是这个时候神呢，用的是自然的手段，用东风把水花了一夜的时间把水这个分开。
Sometimes we expect to see the supernatural way of display of God's work, but in this situation, God used the natural way.And to use the east wind and to dry the seawater in overnight.
在我们的宇宙的创造主那里，其实没有什么自然和超自然的区分。
In our Creator's eye, there's no nature or unnatural way, supernatural way to do it.
所以，当我们祈求神来给我们拯救的时候，我们不要给神限制，说你不要用什么这个常规的手段，这个合乎理性的手段来帮助我，你要以更加超自然的手段来帮助我，你不要给神这样的限制，因为神不受这样的限制。
When you pray to God, don't put the limit to God's work. So don't ask for, doing the supernatural thing or do the conventional way. So God doesn't need to be limited by all this.
然后这时候说呢，海水一夜退去，水便分开，海就成了干地。
So the sea water dried up one night, and the sea become a dry land.
我们起来读二十二节，以色列人下海中走干地，水在他们的左右做了墙垣。
Exodus 14:22, and the Israelites went through the sea.On dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left.
我在信主之前呢，就看过一个动画片，叫做《埃及的王子》。
And before I believe in God, I saw a cartoon called Egyptian Prince.
那个时候呢，当以色列人从红海的海底走过去的时候，这个动画片的表现的非常的浪漫主义。
So, in the movie is when Israeli go through the dry land, and so what is displayed in the movie is very romantic.
这个海水呢非常的深，其实在两边呢像墙一样，可能有几十层楼那么高。
So the sea water is so deep on their left and right side is a.Looks like it's there's like a few story, like a 20-30 story building.
那可能是全世界最大的水族馆。你能够从那个水墙里面看到各种的鱼类，甚至有鲸鱼从那里游过去。
There's the sea animal display in the. You can see the even the whale go through that.
本来呢。在人过海的时候，那个最大的危险是从海水来的。
When you cross the sea, the most dangerous things is from the seawater.
但是神呢，却让这个海水呢，在两边做了墙垣，成为他们通行的这样的一个保护。
And God make the seawater and to standing on both sides and protect them.
我们起来读希伯来书十一章二十九节，他们因着信 过红海如行干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。
Hebrews 11:29, by faith the people passed through the Red Sea on the dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned.
我读到这个经文呢，当然这是后来在新约里面对这一段故事的总结了，就是埃及人他们看见这个海水分开以后呢，他们也驾着他们的这个战车进到这个海底去。
So when I read this Bible verse, actually this in the New Testament is the summary of this, this part of the Bible, is when Egyptians tried to use their carriage to pass the sea and they drowned.
我在想呢，还有一个流行的用语说他们这个心里没点数。
And so there's another saying, say they have no sense.
他们不知道这个耶和华神是为谁分开的海水。
They didn't know God, the Lord, divided the sea water for who they, for who.
这个就像神在埃及地实行神灾实灾的时候呢，这个很明确的区分希伯来人和埃及人所遭遇的情况。
And just like the Lord do the 10 plate in Egypt, so God actually distinguished between Israeli and the Egyptians.
后来当埃及的军队呢，他们走在红海的海底的时候呢，后来神又让摩西举杖，这时候海水就把他们全部淹没。
When Egyptian army walk on the Red Sea, and God asked Moses to stretch out his arm and to close the sea water.
就像在之前的经文里面呢，摩西告诉以色列人说，你们今天见的这些埃及人以后就再看不见他们了。
Like the Bible say, what you see the Egyptian today, you will never see them again.
我们一起来读三十节。
Let's read the verse 30.
当日。耶和华这样救了以色列人脱离埃及人的手，以色列人看见埃及人死在海边。
That day the Lord saved Israel from the hand of the Egyptian. The Israel saw Egyptian laying dead on the shore.
耶和华神说，让埃及人知道他是耶和华。
And God said, let the Egyptian know his Lord.
一起来读三十一节。以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就惧怕耶和华，又信了他和他仆人摩西。
Verse 31, and when Israelis saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses his servant.
我们看见在前面的经文里面呢，埃及人，以色列人看见埃及的军兵这个追他们的时候呢，惧怕的是埃及人。
So we can see in the Bible verses in French, and so when Israelis saw the Egyptian army and chase after them, all they afraid is Egyptian army.
这时候他们的这个经历过信心的成长，他们经历过神的作为之后呢，他们还是惧怕，但是惧怕的对象呢是耶和华神。
After they grow their faith.And now they still afraid something, but they are afraid of God.
耶和华是真正值得我们去敬畏、去惧怕。
And the Lord is the only one we should afraid.
圣经说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
And in Bible say, you be still and know I am the Lord.
在以赛亚书43:2，这里说，你们从水中经过，我必与你们同在，与你同在。你趟过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, they will not be sweep over you. When you walk over the fire,You not be burned.
在罗马书8:31，这里说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Romans 8, 31, if God is for us, who can be against us?
我们来总结一下今天学习到的三个功课。
That's the summary of the three truths for today.
第一个呢是绝境是神的舞台，是让他彰显他荣耀，让我们去认识他的这样一个情况。
The first part is impossibility is God's stage. So it's God's let us to know his power.
第二点呢，神要我们站住，然后要静默，要安静在他里面，要休息，信心要在神的身上，然后要向神祷告。
The second part is stand firm, be still, pray, and so our faith will be on God.
然后呢，很多时候我们人生中会遇到很多看似非常困难的障碍。
Many times in our life we'll face is almost impossible obstacles.
很多时候呢，我们心中第一反应是我们要去躲避这样的障碍，我们要去绕着这些困难去做事情。
Many times our first response we should go around it and from this hard thing.
但是神呢，从这个经文里面看见，他有意的带我们要过这个最难的一个障碍。
So we can see God want us to go through all this, the most difficult things.
我学习到呢，就是怎么样能够让自己成长的最有效果。
What I learned is how do I grow most effectively?
就是如果一件事情是应该做的，但是你又是很惧怕做这个事情，你就把别的事情先停下来，你就专门去做这个事情，一定要去挑战自己去做这个事情。
So if one thing is what we must do, and also we are afraid of it, so we should stop everything else and focus on this one thing first.
所以神呢，是带他们去穿越，而不是绕道。
So God is God is bring them to into it and not go around it.
当你能够去克服困难，能够去做这种你惧怕但是又正确的事情的时候呢，你的生命就有突破，就有成长。
So when you can do the things is most difficult things and you're afraid of it, and your life will be grow and you will have breakthrough.
那么我想挑战大家，就是在你生命中有没有像这样的红海这样的事情
？Let's call to action.
真的是到了一个绝境的这样的一个困境里面。
So when in your life do you have your own Red Sea, and when you are in the desperate situation?
你有没有向神诚实的倾诉你的心声、你的这种忧虑、你的这种绝望？有没有向神哭诉
？So have you called out to God and honestly pour out your heart to God?
那么第二点呢，找一位主内的弟兄姊妹，分享你目前正在学习信靠神的事情。这个事情很可能是一件很困难的、很有挑战的事情。
I found a brother or sister in Christ and share what you are trusting God for a right thing. So maybe you go through some most difficult things in life.
第三点呢，是向别人去讲述一个神过去曾经带领你过红海的这样的见证。
And test someone a testimony how God has brought you through a Red Sea in the past.
当你做这样的见证的时候呢，不光是这个听你做见证的人信心会受到这样的鼓舞，会成长，你自己的信心也会成长。
When you give testimony, and not only the people receive that and will grow, and also at the same time enhance your own growth.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
Let's memorize a verse.
是出埃及记十四章十四节，我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14, and let's read three times. After that, we'll have a quiz.
耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，
不要
作
声。
耶和华必为你们征战，
你们
只管静默，不要作声。耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still.
请大家向旁边的人背诵出来。
Let's memorize, recite to the people next to you.
好，大家背得非常快，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
So everybody doing very well, and let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Lord,
我们时常的遇到各种各样的挑战。
Many times we face many challenges.
甚至有的时候呢，主啊，你亲自的设计这样的挑战在我们的生命里面。
Many times you design these challenges in our life.
主啊，因为在这样的困境里面，你的荣耀得以彰显，让我们更多的经历你，认识你。
Lord, in these difficulties, and your glory be displayed, and let us know more you.
主啊，我们谦卑在你的里面，愿意你让我们就随时的转向你，向你哭诉，向你来祷告。
Lord, let us be humble in front of you, and we turn to you at any time and to cry out for you.
让我们在面对困难的时候，我们不要绕道绕过去，我们要直面困难，我们要用信心与你同工，一起来穿越这样的困难。
When we face the difficulties, let us not go around it, and let us to use the faith and work with you to go through these difficulties.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.